Okay, good afternoon to my friends from the Hopkins High School Intermediate Orchestra and your teacher, Mr. Conway. Looking forward to hearing how this is going to come together as a program, starting with the afterthoughts. Yeah, I think we need to make more. Beam, bomb. Boom, bop, bop, bom. Since we're siphoning on that, the A's and the D's, you need to hear just a little bit more of the pulse and the undercurrent. Good. Nice dynamic contrast. Keep working on making more contrast. That'd be great. Da, di, da, di, da. Make sure you lift between those two so there's a little more separation on the articulation. Light on the top and the first violins, right? You don't have the melodic line there. Yeah, that's got to be softer for piano, I think. Yeah, it's still kind of in mezzo land, I think, so even more contrast would be fine. Yeah, it's just tough with this bass line rhythm. It's got to match with the upper violins, the violas. Right, if they have 2/8 on the second beat of a bar, and you have 1/8, then your 1/8 has to be with their second 1/8, right? D, da-dum, 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 right? All has to kind of line up. We're having a little bit of phasing issues there. Has to be a little bit more like a fanfare there. I think we're using a little bit too legato, a bow stroke. And even when it's soft, we had to keep the same character. Yeah, I think we could do maybe a little more crescendo earlier on to pace that crescendo into 73 a little bit more. Good ring on that chord. Okay, we got to make sure that those notes taper together. Yeah, good. We worked on that, and it's pretty effective. Gotta make sure that we're concentrating all the time on refining our intonation. Right, make sure you don't stop your bow before you change notes there and cross strings, first violins. Right, when I try and connect those. Be patient, guys. Be patient. Don't get, right. You don't want to be the first person that arrives at that downbeat. 2 before 17, we need to hear more crescendo from the violas in the seconds. Softer. First one has got to get softer. Yeah, so I think the first one is we just have to be careful, get more over the fingerboard so that you're playing quieter as you get to the end of that first Lines just it stays too much the same dynamic to the end. Yeah, violas, you've got to be bigger, right? And cellos and basses, you got to relax on your mezzo forte second beats there, so there's more difference between mezzo forte and forte still. And we're rushing, I think, ahead, right? We're just one and two. The intonation is better. We're still having some issues with that inharmonic B major chord. Yeah, we want to make sure low strings, you don't get behind. You're just not keeping up with the pulse, especially basses. You're so far away. You just got to project your sound out further. Yeah, first violins, you got to relax when you don't have a main melodic idea. Right when you start to play the accompanimental patterns on the static pitches before and after 61. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a neat piece when you play all the movements one right after another. So I think, you know, the hard part is when you're playing movements that are quite fast, like the outside movements of this, or quite slow, like the inside movement, we tend to have just natural challenges with staying in time. We're either pushing time in the fast movements, or we're pushing time in the slow movement. You just have to no matter what the tempo is, got to be more into staying consistent with it. Lean a little bit more. Dee-da, dee-da, ba-dum. You got to lean on that second F sharp. Right, the rule is when the same pitch is on one side of the bar line and the other side of the bar line, especially if it's followed by a descending second, then you've got to lean into that, right? So the downbeat of measure 2 and the downbeat of measure 4, those notes are tension, notes of harmonic tension that you release then. So you've got to make sure that we're releasing into that. Right, so we have the two violin parts, the unison and the cello, and the bass part that's the unison of the viola. That leaves you to play as strong as both of those sections together. So there's got to be more connection in terms of the glue that where the viola provides, the connecting link between those two. It's got to be bigger. So we all hear that. It's a comparison, the F sharp to G, da da dum, dee da dum, right? And it's got to be in tune. Now, cellos, you played that pickup to measure 29 way better in tune than to pick up to 26. Because you've been playing, you had a feeling for where the key was. But it doesn't matter whether you're playing from silence after measures of rest or you're playing in a continuum of passages. You just got to play the notes in the position that they're going to be to help you be in tune. Same problem with the balance there. It's just that violas in general, I think you got to play much, much stronger. Yeah, so when you've got that gesture on the beat, a measure 44 of the low strings, da da da, it has to sound like it's on the beat, not a pickup. It's not 3 and 1, it's one and two, so that you have to stress that that kind of a gesture completely differently. Otherwise, it feels like you're trying to play a pickup and you're a beat, you know, off from the rest of the texture. Yeah, I think we could lift a little bit there between the second and third beat of 56. Wait for the basses to play the lower octave and then lift, so it respects the phrasing just a little bit more, rather than trying to connect them too much. Yeah, so I think, you know, it's one of those things where if we're going to play a piece that's that slow, and it's okay to do that, we've got to make sure that we're playing in such a way that the piece continues to feel like it's moving forward with energy. Sometimes we play a piece that's very slow like that, and we're kind of moving one beat at a time. We're not getting the forward flow of the piece of music, so is, you know, going to work on that as a important aspects of things. Good. So we're going to make sure maybe that we're working a little bit to introduce vibrato and using a little more vibrato on this solo. You got a beautiful sound and you play pretty well in tune, and I think now's the time for you to start using vibrato a little bit more as a more expressive tool, because the general sound is really quiet. And it's staying together pretty well. That section before 39, di ya di ya da di ya di. I think just separate a little bit there. Di ya da di ya di da 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 da. That's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Has the accents there, but I think just to separate a little bit, so we're not, you know, connecting too much. Very good, very good. Everybody releases nicely into 63. Okay, nicely done. Yeah, I think that's a good set of music for you. It's not super challenging. You know, I think technically, and it gives you a chance to work on some refinement things, and I think that's a good deal. So keep working on those refinement things. Keep working on wanting to be better in tune, playing together better, not giving in to the rushing bug. All of those things will help you, continue to get refinements going on the way that you're playing. So anyway, it's a nice day, nice way for us to start our day of adjudication to hear the Hopkins Intermediate Orchestra. Well done. Thanks.